As you know, we've been going through the Heidelberger Catechismus auf Deutsch. No, I'm just kidding, in English. And anyway, today I'm doing Lord's Day 5, the first couple questions. And it fits right in with what Mason was saying about our sin. According to God's righteous judgment, we deserve punishment, both in this world and forever after. How then can we escape this punishment and return to God's favor? Here's their answer. And remember, they wrote this in 1562 and 3. And the Reformation was ongoing. Luther, you know, nailing his 95 Theses. So that was maybe, how many years? 40 years later. Because they were being attacked from all sides, especially from the Roman Catholic Church. You know, that they were heretics, that they needed to be burned at the stake. And so very brave men worked on this, you know, because their king or ruler requested it. So here's their first answer. God requires that his justice be satisfied. So they usually have a couple scripture references, you know, to their answer to the question. And it's probably almost more important to read the scripture, you know, than what they actually wrote. So I'm going to read out of Exodus 23:7. Have nothing to do with a false charge, and do not put an innocent or honest person to death, for I will not acquit the guilty. Think about that for a minute. I will not acquit the guilty. That's everybody that's guilty of sin, you know. God, vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord. And I'm glad there have been situations in my life where I didn't have to do any revenge or payback to people that I thought had wronged me, because I knew God was going to deal with it. And he did. The next passage that they have to answer that question is out of Romans chapter 2, if you want to turn with me to that chapter. And it's verses 1 through 11, and I'm going to read it all because I think it's so important. He's obviously going to Paul's book, you know, letter to the Romans, because Paul has written so much truth in there, especially about sin, our sin nature in the earlier chapters. You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself. Because you also pass judgment, who pass judgment, do the same things. And that might even just be thoughts. Jesus said, now we know that God's judgment against those who do such thing is based on truth. And think about this, God's judgment. If you talk to most Americans, at least half of them, they don't think there's going to be any judgment. You know, God isn't angry at sin or mad. So when you, a mere man, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? So he's mentioned the judgment again, second. Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you know, that can be us at times, you know, being stubborn, not wanting to confess our sins. You are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath. How do you think a lot of Americans would react to that? You know, they don't want to believe it. When his righteous judgment will be revealed, that's the third time he's mentioned righteous judgment or judgment. God will give to each person according to what he has done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality. And by doing good, what he means is to have faith in God's message, to be born again, to be saved. He will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth, rejecting Jesus Christ as their Savior, the one who can save them from the judgment, and follow evil, which is doing whatever the devil wants them to do, you know, if they aren't living for God, There will be wrath and anger. Again, you know, Americans probably don't want to hear that message. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew and then for the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good. And again, that's based on putting faith in Jesus Christ, first for the Jew and then for the Gentile, for God does not show favoritism. So their next question, or I should read a couple more verses that they used to back this up. Isaiah 53:11. After the suffering of his soul, and it's talking about Jesus Christ here, he will see the light of life and be satisfied by his knowledge. And some translations say by knowledge of him, meaning Jesus Christ. My righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus Christ bore our iniquities, our sins that we confess this morning on the cross. And so many Americans don't know that. We need to be talking to them. Romans 8:3-4. Like I said before, he comes back to Romans, Paul's message. For what the law was powerless to do in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, that's our sinful nature, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man. He condemned the sin in us. In order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. And that's when we're born again in Christ. So the next question, can we pay this debt ourselves, the debt we owe for our sin? Certainly not. Actually, we increase our guilt every day. And they quote Matthew 6:12, which Jesus is saying that to God, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors or our sins, asking God to do it because we can't do it. And then he comes back to Romans 2:4-5, if you want to turn back to that, which I've already read to you, but I'm going to repeat it. Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. So thankfully they put this catechism together for us.